Chapter 1. "Finally," he whispered. "Finally." He kissed her and held her close. She felt the heat of his body and started to breathe more calmly. His scent, his warm lips against hers, and his calm heartbeats relaxed her and made her feel safe. His big hand stroking her hair, their clothes in piles on the floor. The naked bodies met and moved together in perfect synchronization. She reached climax long before he did, and when he finally came, it was time for them to say goodbye. It hurt more and more each time. On her way home, she walked in silence along the streets. She took Slagtoftavägen and turned right on Storgatan. The air was cool and clear, and the stars glistened in the black sky. She passed the deserted car repair shop. As always, she was worried about someone seeing her or following her. Worried about someone knowing what she had done. She had met up with him, the man she loved more than anything, once a week for months now. And just like after all the other times, she was overcome by a feeling of unease. She clenched her fists, focused her eyes on the street ahead and frowned. She was almost too scared to breathe. She scanned her surroundings for danger, not sure what was dangerous and what wasn't. Suddenly she heard a noise behind her. It sounded like gravel underneath heavy feet. Her heart raced. She turned around and her long braid danced across her back. But she didn't see anything. There was nobody there. She told herself she was only imagining things and stood still for a while to allow her pounding heart to calm down and the noise in her head to disappear. Then she kept moving silently. She walked past Sandahl's fashion boutique, crossed Herby's old square, and finally made it home. She slipped into the bed. Her heart was filled with love for him, but she couldn't shake the fear she had felt on the street. Her parents were asleep, and she could hear her father snoring through the wall.